Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jerod Mayo talking about his rookie wide receiver, Jalen Polk, who was drafted in the second round. It's WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin, Andy Hart. I know you guys talked about this a bit yesterday. Interesting comments there.
Yep.
From Jerod Mayo, who had no problem airing his rookie out in a way that Belichick rarely ever did. And that's something that I think was in that, you know, you notice those the differences.
Oh, I'd say never.
He never would get like that about his own players. He barely talked like opponents.
Right.
Except for the occasion, like Freddie Mitchell, I remember he ripped one time and was like, Freddie Mitchell stinks or whatever. Remember that? Like before the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I want to thank my hands. And he's like, yeah, that guy's terrible. He's
yeah, no. He and even when his was his own players, as close as Bill would get, it would be like, we got to be better.
Right.
Something like that. Something
we all
vague,
have to be
general.
Better. Everybody has to play better. Right. I have to coach better. We have to do
that
everything
starts
better.
With
right,
me,
yeah.
But that certainly includes the receivers.
Like he might single people out.
No, yeah. And when I listened to that, it's probably the fourth or fifth time I heard it. It was kind of worse. It reminded me, I don't know how your wife is or women in your life, but when I tell my wife
they're
to,
all great, honey.
Well, when I tell my wife to relax, uh-huh. It does the opposite of working.
Right.
It generally is like lighter fluid. Don't tell me to relax.
Calm down.
That felt like it resonated with Polk in a similar way because he got kind of defensive about it when he talked about it. And it's probably not like get over the mental hump. Like, what does that mean? It's sort of vague in its way. Like, get over it, kid.
Yeah. Almost implying that he has the yips maybe a little bit.
But also
that's a mental hump, isn't it? If you can't like make easy catches, it's what he couldn't do.
Should the young leader of men, people, person, communicator, coach be saying, get over it? That's something Hardo Hart would say. Oh, just get over it and catch the damn ball, right? Or like Bill Belichick, the old school. That felt like a very, who at Bear Bryant, some old school coach would get over it.
Right.
Like, I don't have the time to talk about, oh, I can't catch the ball. Like, we're not having a talk about this. Get over it or get the hell out kind of mentality.
Well, Polk spoke to, was it Karen? Yes, I believe it was. Oh, no, it was Mark Daniels, actually, at Mass Live. And when asked about Mayo's comments, he said, I'm not dealing with any mental problems at all. No mental problems, which is not exactly what Jerod Mayo said, but that's the way he chose to answer the question. When asked about his recent drop passes, Polk said, I believe I have the best hands in the league. So I feel like my drop's not an issue at all. Now, I don't mind the first half of that. I believe I have the best hands in the league. That's a fine thing for a guy to believe. You should believe that.
You should,
in your mind, think I'm the best player. I'm whatever. Yeah, it's confidence. That's totally fine. So I feel like my drops are not an issue at all. That's not fine. Your drops are an issue. It's like Keon White. Like, you can't, everybody can't just be great all the time, even when they're screwing up. And that's sort of one thing that I don't think is getting through to these younger players is that, like, yeah, you're here and you're going to be here and you're doing whatever you're doing. And in Keon White's case, came on very strong in the first couple of games and has kind of disappeared since then. Polk was drafted with a second round pick, hasn't done much. He's caught one of the few passing touchdowns that this team's thrown all year, so I guess there's that, but he hasn't really done a whole lot, and for him to say my drops aren't an issue at all in a game that you lost by 3 scores and you had some key drops in that game, like that's an unfortunate take on that. That reminded me a lot of Keon White saying, yeah, the penalties don't matter, I'm going to just keep playing the way I play. Like, you have to, those things have to matter.
Absolutely.
They have to matter to you. Dropping the ball has to matter. That has to be an issue. Keon White and the penalties has to be an issue. These guys have to understand that.
It's defensive and dismissive,
right?
And it's not productive in any way. I'm okay, like you said. If he wants to say, I think I have the best hands in the league, great. Confidence, you got to have that. Oh, Eli's elite, the whole thing. Like, you corners, quarterbacks, receivers, you all need to believe you're the best and you're special. But to say, I actually think if you actually believe you have the best hands in the league, then you say something to the effect of, which is why I don't think it'll continue, but it's obviously something I need to fix. I can't allow it to continue. Something like that. And, I mean, they have a guy in the building, which I still don't know really what he does. And it's not Ben McAdoo, because I say that about Ben McAdoo a lot, but Troy Brown. Remember Troy Brown said, if it hits me in the hands, I got to catch it.
Right.
Like, that's the mentality that you should have, I feel like, as a receiver. And this isn't the first time Jalen Polk has said things that have rubbed me the wrong way. In fact, I've grown quite annoyed with Jalen Polk.
The preseason, if you're not with us now, then don't be with us later thing? Yeah.
Who the F does he think he is? Like, you're a mediocre second-round pick who most people think the team reached for to take you.
And you also haven't played a game for the team yet, telling the fans not to.
Right.
Right.
Like, who are you?
Yeah, weird.
Do I know you? Who are you, as Kobe would say? So, he is high on my list of the threat from Gerard Mayo about lineup changes. I am really rooting for it to be healthy scratch Jalen Polk, because I think he needs a little comeuppance. I think he needs a little slap on the bum to tell him how we do things around here.
Well, there was also this in the Mark Daniels article. After starting the first game off the bench, Polk was inserted into the starting lineup. After the rough two-game stretch, it remains to be seen if Polk will remain in the starting lineup. When asked if he was eager to prove himself, Polk said that he was, quote, limited, unquote, in what he was able to do on the field. I feel like I'm limited to what I can really do right now, Polk said. I mean, just continue to keep a good mindset and keep getting better. When asked to clarify, Polk responded, I wouldn't say anything specific. I'll just say I'm limited on certain things right now.
So you got nothing. You got nothing. You tried to make it sound fancy and deep and whatever, and you got nothing.
That sounds like a coaching complaint.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm limited in the sense that the coaches are not writing up plays for
play
me
calling.
To get me open or to highlight me in the passing game or whatever it is that he thinks not going on here. But when he says I'm limited, I don't think he's talking about his own abilities. I think he's talking about the team limiting his potential and limiting what he could do out there.
I don't know. Did they limit Pop Douglas last week? Did they limit Kayshon Booty? There were definitely questions about limitations earlier in the year. Pop Douglas was one of those popping off about it.
Yep.
I just hope we don't go down a road where the Pop Douglas, he was rewarded. They gave him the ball after he bitched about it.
So why wouldn't Jalen Polk see that and do the same thing?
Because it's an incompletion. He can't catch.
It's true.
Pop Douglas wasn't having problems dropping the ball. Pop Douglas was having trouble being seen by the guy who's supposed to throw the ball to him. That was an issue. Jalen Polk, I'm thoroughly unimpressed. Mentality, hands, like, I clearly don't see what they saw. And I don't know if they knew what they saw. Because I think they wanted Keon Coleman. I think they wanted to go up and get Keon Coleman. They wanted to make a deal, or they wanted Xavier Legette. Like, I think they jumped at the next receiver.
A.D. Mitchell, I thought, was the next receiver. I thought he was the next guy on everybody's chart. That's what, if you looked at almost all the preseason wide receiver scouting reports, he was the one that came up after all those guys went. So,
but he's maturity, he's red flags kind of guy. So I don't know if they weren't willing to take that risk in the second round. And they felt, because I can tell you, they thought this guy was pro-ready on the field, pro-ready off the field, good guy, and I'm not seeing it on or off the field. He doesn't seem like a natural leader, worker, professional, and he certainly doesn't seem like a natural receiver who gets open and catches the football. I would say he's limited, too. And you know what's limiting him? Those hands that he thinks are elite and aren't. Catch the damn ball. Everything would be better if you caught the ball. It's simple.
Yeah, and this is also the problem, and I guess if you think it's a problem, maybe you don't, but for Gerard Mayo to be singling players out, Bill never did that, so you never got responses like this. You never got responses like someone saying, no, I'm not limited, I'm fine, there's no mental problems with me, everything's perfectly fine with me, I got the best hands in the league, I don't know what coach is talking about, because he's going right in the face of what the coach was saying.
He's
saying, no, the coach is wrong. I'm actually very mentally, I'm all set, and my hands are great, and he doesn't know what he's talking about, and hopefully they figure it out and stop limiting me out there and let me do my thing. Maybe he doesn't start this week. That could be exactly what he needs.
Oh, I think there's no chance he starts. My question is he active?
Is he going to play at all, yeah.
I think, because you have guys, KJ Osborne is active but not playing, and you have Baker and Tyquan Thornton who have been inactive. You have guys that can bump up, because right now, Gerard...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayo made it quite clear. He said it in that press conference after talking about Jalen Polk's hands. He said quite definitively, right now we have Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, and Kendrick Bourne. The rest of the guys need to step up. So he sees them as almost second tier interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
So does it matter if it's Polk or if it's Baker? Like, you have limited hopes for either guy because you don't think they're ready right now. So give Baker a chance. Maybe Baker got his wake-up call by being inactive and give Polk his wake-up call. So I am definitely on the side of inactive Jalen Polk this week to see if you can salvage what is early on in his career. Thoroughly disappointing.
Yeah.
He certainly doesn't look like a budding number one receiver.
No, he definitely doesn't.
Or three or anything.
And these guys ahead of him, DeMario Douglas, sixth round pick. Kayshon Booty, sixth round pick. Kendrick Bourne was, what was Kendrick Bourne? Was he even drafted?
I believe he was a late round pick.
Okay, so wherever he was, I don't think he was a second round pick. Maybe, I shouldn't say this, I have no idea. But that's sort of the point, is that you were touted enough in a good wide receiver draft, too. I don't know if this is going to go down like the N'Keal Harry draft with all those guys who ended up being pro bowlers slash all-pro caliber basically right away. But you do have some good guys already in this draft who are playing well to start the year. And I just sort of feel like this is the way it's going in terms of the NFL, in terms of these drafts. Wide receivers are going to get overdrafted. And maybe that did happen here, but still, he was a second-round talent. He was on everybody's second-round draft board, and this has been a bit of a disappointment so far. And there's only one game that he's played with a quarterback who I feel like is even capable of running a competent passing offense. So we'll see if after a few more weeks of this, if he plays, if things start to turn around. But that was definitely not a good start, no question about it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we return, Christian Barmore. Out a little too late in Providence. We'll get to that with the body cam audio right after this.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.